Chapter 9 Notes World War I. Section 1 War in Europe. Crisis in the Balkans. War spread throughout Europe as a result of the alliance system. Gavrilo Princip, a Serbian nationalist, assassinated Franz Ferdinand as a way to bring down the Austro-Hungarian Empire and unite the Slavs. Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia in July 1914. Europe's alliance system caused the war to spread quickly. Serbia's protector was Russia, while Germany supported Austria-Hungary. Germany declared war on Russia and then on France, Russia's ally. When Germany invaded neutral Belgium, Great Britain, an ally to Belgium, declared war on Germany. A world war begins. World War I was a long, deadly war as a result of new technologies and battle strategies. The Allied powers comprised Great Britain, France, Russia, Japan, Italy. The Central Powers comprised Germany, Austria-Hungary, the Ottoman Empire. After defeating Belgium, the German army moved into France. British and French troops stopped the German advance at the Marne River near Paris. For 3 years, the opposing armies faced each other across trenches, with neither side advancing. The Battle of Verdun in 1916 was one of the longest and bloodiest battles of the war, with more than 750,000 French and German soldiers losing their lives. Advances in technology changed the face of war. Improved cannons and other artillery fired larger shells at greater distances. Better rifles enabled soldiers to hit targets with greater accuracy. Poison gas could kill or injure anyone who breathed it. Armored tanks could cross battle lines and fire on the enemy at close range. Fighter planes equipped with machine guns added a new dimension to the fighting. German submarines, known as U-boats, sunk ships carrying supplies to Britain. Section 2 America's Road to War. American neutrality. The United States tried to remain neutral in the war in Europe. President Wilson declared that the United States would be neutral in the war in Europe. To gain support, both sides used propaganda to influence opinion. Allied propaganda stressed the German invasion of neutral Belgium and was more effective in the United States because of American sympathy for the British. As a neutral nation, America sought to trade goods with both sides. However, Britain's blockade of Germany made this difficult. To stop American trade with Britain, Germany stated that it would sink any vessels that entered or left British ports. When the German U-boat sank the British passenger liner Lusitania, 128 American citizens were killed. The end of neutrality. Relations with Germany worsened, and the United States entered World War I when Germany stated in 1917 that it would sink on sight any merchant vessel sailing to Allied ports. President Wilson broke off diplomatic relations with Germany. Anti-German feelings escalated when British agents intercepted a secret telegram from a German foreign minister offering an alliance with Mexico if war broke out, Zimmermann telegram. Zimmermann note. A revolution to overthrow the autocracy and establish free elections took place in Russia, allowing Wilson to argue that the Allies were fighting a war for democracy. In April of 1917, Congress passed a declaration of war against Germany. To raise an army quickly, Congress passed the Selective Service Act to set up a military draft. Section 3 Americans joined the Allies. Supplying the Allies. Russia withdrew from the war, but the American troops helped turn the tide in favor of the Allies. To ensure that needed supplies reached Great Britain, U.S. Navy convoys escorted merchant ships. In 1917, the Bolsheviks led by Vladimir Lenin overthrew the democratic Russian government and pulled out of the war to focus on setting up their new communist state. Russia signed the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk with Germany, enabling Germany to move thousands of troops to France. In 1918, German troops launched a massive attack to capture the city of Amiens before proceeding to Paris. The American Army, known as the American Expeditionary Force, EF, was led by General John J. Pershing and arrived in Europe in the spring of 1918. In the Battle of the Argonne Forest, the most massive attack in American history, the Allies pushed back the Germans and broke through the enemy lines. The end of the war. By late 1918, Germany was losing the war and appealed for an armistice to end the fighting. In November of 1918, the governments of Austria-Hungary and the Ottoman Empire had surrendered to the Allied powers. The German government appealed to President Wilson for an armistice. Wilson consented, but only under certain conditions. Germany must accept Wilson's plan for peace and not renew hostilities. All German troops must leave Belgium and France. Wilson would only deal with civilian leaders, not the military. In Germany, a revolution occurred and the German Kaiser stepped down. The new leaders of Germany accepted Wilson's terms for an armistice, which began on November 11, 1918. Section 4: The War at Home. Mobilizing the nation. The United States prepared to fight the war. After declaring war on Germany in 1917, mobilization affected almost every part of American life. The National War Labor Board was created to ensure businesses granted important demands of laborers in exchange for workers not going on strike. War bonds were sold and taxes were raised to pay for the war. Labor shortages provided new job opportunities for women. Large numbers of African Americans left their homes in the rural South to find jobs in northern cities in what was known as the Great Migration. The Food Administration encouraged rationing and Americans consumed less food. The Committee on Public Information promoted the war as a battle for democracy and freedom. Public opinion and the war. During World War I, the American government approved legislation to control public opinion. Opposition to the war remained strong among socialists and pacifists. The Committee on Public Information tried to silence dissent. The Espionage Act of 1917 provided stiff penalties for spying or aiding the enemy. The Sabotage Act and the Sedition Act made it a crime to say, print, or write any criticism perceived as negative about the government. Section 5: Searching for Peace. Making a Peace. World War I ended, but the Allies opposed Wilson's plan for peace. President Wilson's peace plan was outlined in the 14 points. Several points reflected Wilson's belief in national self-determination, although they did not provide clear solutions on how to achieve this goal. Wilson also called for free trade and freedom of the seas. Wilson supported an end to secret treaties among nations. He also called for limits on arms. Wilson's final point was the creation of a League of Nations. The European leaders showed little enthusiasm for the 14 points. Great Britain and France demanded Germany make reparations for damages caused in the war. Germany and the Allies signed the Treaty of Versailles on June 28, 1919. Under the terms of the treaty, Germany had to accept full responsibility for the conflict. Germany had to pay billions of dollars in reparations to the Allies. Germany had to disarm completely. Germany had to give up overseas colonies and some territory in Europe. The Austro-Hungarian and Russian empires were carved up into new nations. A League of Nations was formed. Opposition at home. The U.S. Senate rejected the Treaty of Versailles and the League of Nations. Many Americans had doubts about the Treaty of Versailles. Some thought it dealt too harshly with Germany. Others worried that the League of Nations marked a permanent American commitment to international affairs. Senator Henry Cabot Lodge was the most powerful opponent of the treaty. The treaty was rejected by the Senate, and in 1921, the United States signed a separate peace treaty with each of the Central Powers.